Oh yeah, that yam, that's a kind of a sweet potato.
Sweet potato.
Yeah, that yam is, that's, this sweet potato, all of them is a yam potato. Yeah.
You mentioned flapjacks a minute ago. Have you ever heard anybody call those anything besides flapjacks?
Do I?
Have you ever heard anybody call flapjacks anything else?
Oh yeah, some of them call them hot cakes and such like as that. That's all the same thing. It's just a common slang saying, flapjacks, all that is among the country people.
Pancake. Same thing as a pancake.
Do I?
Is that same?
Pancake, oh yeah. It's the same thing as the old pancake.
Have you ever, talking about cornbread, have you ever heard of anybody making anything out of cornmeal, maybe boiling it in water, adding a little salt, and eating it that way?
Eating it raw?
Just boil it in hot water
Oh,
and.
you mean some of them call it mush.
Oh yeah.
Mush, they make a cornmeal soup called gruel.
Did you ever eat that?
Yeah, it's got cornmeal in it. Some of them call it gruel.
Any good?
Well, it beats eating nothing.
Other than that, they ain't got much going for it then,
No, not much.
What about these things that some people make them at home? You know, you make up your batter and you fry them in deep fat so they got a hole in the middle.
Donuts?
Did your mother ever make those at home?
Oh yeah, we made them all the time at home when I was a kid. You couldn't go to the store and buy them then like you can now.
I wonder if, did you ever hear of anybody taking just a lump of that donut batter and cooking it like that without the hole?
Oh yeah, it's just about like cooking biscuits. All this to it.
Well, would you call it a donut then?
Without a hole in it, I guess so. It's made donut style and stuff you put in a donut, I guess you call it a donut without a hole
Yeah.
in it.
I've always wondered about that. Well, you were talking about the gallery a minute ago.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard people call that by any other name?
Some of them call them porches.
Have you ever seen a gallery around here that went around on the sides of the house too?
Yeah, I've seen houses with them all the way, practically all the way around. They generally have their rounded corners in them. Sometimes they have square corners. They generally got rounded corners in them. They go all the way around the house. Like that little house there. Big gallery across the front, gallery down the side, one down the back, one on the other side. I have seen a few of that kind.
I see. Well, is it possible to have something like a front porch on the outside, except have it on maybe a second story or something like that?
You mean have a front porch on the second story?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I've seen them with a double gallery, lower gallery and upper gallery on the upper story.
I see.
I've seen them that way.
Do you see much of that anymore?
No, you don't. When I was a kid, sometimes you seen right smart. It all depend on a bunch of old folks in town. If they was able to build, got started building, that got to be the style of them, they'd all build it.
I see.
But that was burning pretty expensive, that kind of porch was. Nothing, every little storm come along, generally tore it up.
I see.
But nothing, that's why it wasn't extensively used.
Did you ever hear anybody around here call their front porch the veranda?
Yeah, I heard them called veranda. That's right, out on the veranda. They meant the front porch.
Well, you know, when you get up from the yard to the front